This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country has achieved the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day, President Murmu said the government has taken several measures in recent years for the welfare of all sections of society, especially the weaker sections. She added that the poor are getting their own houses and world-class infrastructure is being developed in the country. The president released a commemorative coin on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, India thrives with remarkable economic growth, robust infrastructure, widespread digital adoption, and all are getting international recognition. Mr. Dhankar highlighted that this is the occasion to reflect on the Constitution's core values and reaffirm commitment to its guiding principles. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated people on the occasion. He said our Constitution is the result of years of penance, sacrifice, ingenuity, strength and ability of our people. The Speaker said the Constituent Assembly saw members sharing views with dignity and said the tradition of such discourse should continue. The Constitution Day celebrations are being held under the tagline Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman to honour the contribution of the Constitution makers while reiterating the core values enshrined in it. People across the country are reading the preamble together in schools, offices and other places. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Indian Constitution in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation. In the evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court. He will address the gathering on the occasion. The program is being organized by the Supreme Court of India. Prime Minister Modi will also release the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. In Mumbai, Eknath Shinde has resigned as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan has appointed Eknath Shinde as the caretaker Chief Minister. Mr. Eknath Shinde, along with his Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, met the Governor at Raj Bhavan today. The term of the current Assembly ends today. On the anniversary of the cowardly terror attacks in Mumbai on the 26th of November 2008, President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In Mumbai, Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, accompanied by caretaker Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, today paid tributes to the martyrs on the 16th anniversary of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks. They placed wreaths at the Police Martyrs Memorial in the premises of the Mumbai Police Commissionerate to honour the martyrdom of police officers and jawans who made the ultimate sacrifice while fighting terrorists during the Mumbai terror attack in 2008. The Maharashtra government has reinstated Rashmi Shukla as the Director General of Police and head of the state's police force. This decision follows the conclusion of the assembly elections, according to an order from the State Home Department issued on Monday evening. In Bangladesh, there was total anarchy in the Jatrawari and Demra area of Dhaka on Monday over students' violent clashes. More than 50 people, including students, were injured during violent chases and counter-chases among the students of three colleges involving Kobi Nazrul College, Sohrawardi College and Dr. Mehboobur Rahman Molla College in Dhaka. Six platoons of the Bangladesh Border Guard, BGB, have been deployed in the affected areas of Dhaka in addition to other law enforcement agencies, including police, confirmed Muhammad Shariful Islam, public relations officer at BGB headquarters. In Indian Super League football, Odisha FC delivered a commanding 6-0 victory over Hyderabad FC at GMC Balayogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad yesterday. The game started with both teams searching for an early breakthrough, but it was Odisha who surged ahead. Today, Mumbai City FC will face Punjab FC on their home ground at Mumbai Football Arena. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.